Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Olanike OC here with another Selfish Talk podcast, and I don't have a title for this podcast yet, but I know it'll be titled by the end of this. But anyways, I wrote a tweet on my Instagram, and this is what it said: you can be scared shitless and still do it. You can still have an anxiety attack, and when it's over, still do it. Keep going and doing your it for that grand view the mountain you are building provides. And when I wrote this tweet, I was getting over my own little anxiety, okay? So I'm building Selfish Babe. You guys know I'm building Selfish Babe. And there's a lot of different, like, parts to this shit, okay? And it's new parts. You know, for me, I have my other business. And for me, Selfish Babe is my second business. And it's just like, okay, it's not as hard as starting from scratch because I have some business skills. But there's still different aspects of my business that is new. And so I was like, whoa, my God, this is like, what the fuck? Like, that's how I felt. I was like, what the fuck? I want to pass it off to my business partner to do it. I was having anxiety about it. I was looking at my emails like, bro, what the fuck? All these motherfucking emails. Oh my God, I'm not fucking used to this. And I was just, you know, not feeling good about it, getting really, really stressed and scared and just not feeling fucking good about it. And so I took a break, you know, I closed my laptop, took a break or whatever. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And I, one by one, those emails got answered. One by one, I chose who I needed to choose for certain things. But one by one, the shit got done, right? And, you know, I had to make a new page for something so everybody can look at this page to find out all the answers for something. I'm like, oh my God, great. And I could just copy and paste this link and give it to them, right? So that for me is a much, much easier. But what I'm saying is just like, a lot of people are like, well, you know, how do you get over fear to like go after your dreams? Or like, how do you get over anxiety to do this and do that? And a lot of it is getting over. Let me get over this and then I can do that. Let me get over this and then I can do that. Hey, maybe this is what the podcast is going to be titled. But what I've come to notice, it is not getting over. It is not getting over to do this, right? Because I didn't really get over my anxiety or my stress. I just kind of moved through it. And I think that's a different perspective. So it's like, sometimes when I think of getting over, it's like, oh my God, I have no more fear. Like, oh, I got over my fear. No more fear. Got over my anxiety. No more anxiety. And, I just don't think that's it. You know, fear is going to always come up, right? I think so. I think fear is going to always come up in different points of your life. I think anxiety will even come up in different points of your life, depending on what you're doing. And I think it's just moving through that and still accomplishing it. So in my tweet, I said, you can have an anxiety attack, and when it's over, still do it. And so it's like, yeah, in that moment, that attack may be over, but that doesn't mean you just quit and give up and you stop and you just throw it away, right? It's like, okay, I've experienced what I've experienced. I've felt what I've felt. And now I'm going to continue to move through that and continue to accomplish whatever goal that I have. So if you're a selfish babe out there that is like, you know, you have these dreams and you have these goals, and I know every one of you guys should have a dream and a goal, okay? So let me get that straight. If you're a selfish babe, you better have a dream and a goal, and you better be working towards it, okay? And if you're not working towards it because you're waiting to get over your fear, you're waiting until this, or you're waiting towards that, you're wasting a lot of time. You are wasting a lot of time, and I don't want you to look back on your life and be like maybe 70 and be like, wow, I really wish I did that, you know, in my youth, or I really wish I tried that out, you know, because I'm really learning that we have this life here that we have, right? This current life, right? The current life that you are living, it is so damn precious. It is so precious. It is so pure. And, you know, I think that one of the main purposes to all of our lives is to enjoy our life. And you have to enjoy, you have to go over your dreams and your goals, right? You have to go for them and go out and get them and at least try. Because it's like, if you've never even tried to do anything, then you can't be like, oh, I tried it. You know, you just never know. And I don't like not knowing. I would rather have tried a billion times and it didn't work out than to be like, I didn't try it all because I was fearful or I had an anxiety attack about it. And then 40 years down the line, I regret not trying. I would rather know. You know, I'm a knowing person. I want to know how did that fucking turn out? Like, I don't want a mystery in my story. Like, I want to know how the fuck it turned out. And I want you to know how the fuck it turned out too. So there is no getting over. There is no, I'm going to get over my fear and do this. No, you have to go over it, go to it right now. And so I just really want to share that little tidbit because I think it's an illusion. I think it's an illusion to be like, oh, I'm going to get over this and get over that and then do this. I think honestly, it's just an excuse to wait. It's an excuse to wait. Yeah, you can wait a little bit, but then go after it. It's like when I was having my anxiety about my emails and what I was doing was selfish, babe. I was like, man, like, I was very stressed, y'all. I was very, very stressed. And I was just like, what the fuck? I do not like this. Like, I do not like this feeling. And, but I moved through it. And when I moved through it, I was so damn proud of myself. I was like, yes, Vanessa, you fucking did that. Like, this is what it is. You are building something, and it's something new. It's going to take work. It is going to take time. It is going to take some dedication, and you are going to have stressful times. You are still going to be scared shitless. You are still going to be fearful. You are still going to have anxiety attacks about certain things, but I want you to still always be moving in action. And so I think how I want to end this is like off the top of my head, not even written down, is sometimes self-love is still doing it no matter how fucking scared you are. Yes, sometimes self-love is still doing it no matter how fucking scared you are. I fucking love it. Thank you so much, Selfish Babe, for listening to me rant on this topic. I love you so much. If you love this podcast, please, please share it with your friends. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at @olanikeoc. I love you. Have an amazing day. Mwah. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow @selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram @olanikeoc. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.